Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Grace, mercy. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, a missionary in India was at the Ganges River one morning when he noticed on the bank of the river a mother with a beautiful new baby as well as a severely mentally impaired child about the age of 3. At the end of the day, the missionary returned and saw the mother and the 3-year-old still there, but the baby was gone. The mother was trying to console her 3-year-old. The missionary went and asked her about the baby. With tears streaming down her face, the mother looked up and said, "I don't know about the God in your country, but the God in mine demands the best." She had given her beautiful new baby to the God of the Ganges River. You know, all people are religious by nature. They've worshipped everything from trees to brass monkeys to rocks to emperors. And they've sacrificed too, everything from chickens to human beings, just trying to make their gods happy. So I'm not all impressed when I get an email proving God's existence. Oh, I enjoy such emails. Many of them are very clever. But for the vast majority of people who already believe in a God of some form, such proof is ineffective. The few who claim to be atheists, who believe that there is no God, won't be convinced no matter what proof you offer. Martin Luther once said that if anyone denies the existence of God, he should be referred to a physician who should clean out his brain for him. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands, says the first verse of Psalm 19. Once a Russian communist threatened a Christian, "The time will come when we will destroy all churches, burn all Bibles, and kill all pastors." And the Christian replied, "Then the stars will remain, and they will declare the glory of God." In fact, all of creation, every tree and every blade of grass shouts forth not only the existence of God, but also the glory of God. Creation gives proof to God. And so does everyone's conscience. Our conscience tells us that there is a right and a wrong. And if there is a right and a wrong, there must be someone who set up that right and wrong, and that someone is God. Yes, God reveals himself through creation and conscience, but here's where the fun ends. Because neither the stars and creation nor our conscience can give us the information that we need about our God. What can the stars tell us? Oh, they can tell us that there is a God out there and that he is very wise and powerful and that he has been very busy making sure that everything's hanging together in the whole universe. And our conscience and God's law written upon our hearts can tell us that God has certain standards and also that we fail to live up to God's standards. But again, the exact details are fuzzy. So fuzzy, in fact, that the Bible says, by nature, people are without God and without hope in the world. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. If all you have to go by are a person's outward actions, you probably don't know very much about that person. Oh, you can guess about the motives of that person, but you'll never know for sure unless that person speaks and honestly tells you what's in his or her heart. And if all we have to go by were God's created universe, beautiful and complex as it is, and our own sense of right and wrong, which God put us into us in a general way, what would be left? We would still be left guessing about who God really is and what he really wants and how to relate to him. This is really what most American Christians have done. American Christians have a basic belief. The most religious people in this nation, their basic belief is that God is loving, so loving, in fact, that he's kind of a pushover, and that he's on the side of truth and justice, but not so much concerned about a set of rules. To the American Christian, as long as you try to be a decent person and don't judge others or put them down, he will accept you and help you. And when you die, you will join your loved ones in heaven, no matter what you or they believed about him. But we are here this morning at our Redeemer Lutheran Church worshiping God, because we know that we have more information about God than that. We have more information than the stars can provide, more information than our conscience can provide, more information than American pop culture can provide. We have words from God himself. He doesn't keep us guessing. Instead, he's given us a rather large book written over a period of 1,500 years by about 40 men, men who spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Without this book, we could not truly know God. Without this book, we could not love God. If anyone claims to love God without knowing what the Bible says about God, that person is deluded. Without God's word, we can't even fully know what God wants from us. And we could never know the depths of our own sin and just how badly we need him. And certainly, we could not know anything about his plans that he has made to save us and to give us eternal life. We're here this morning at our Redeemer Lutheran Church because we are aware that God's ultimate revelation of himself came when he sent his Son into this world. As the beginning verses of Hebrews states, in the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he created the universe. We are here this morning at our Redeemer Lutheran Church because we know that God's Son, Jesus, did not come just to give us information about God. He came not just to tell us what God wants, but he came to do what God wants. To do it in our place, be our substitute, because we could never do it ourselves. He came to suffer and die and pay for our inability to do it. We're here today because we know God's Son, Jesus, did not come just to show us God's salvation, but to be our salvation. Now, that's something that no one can say without God's word in the Bible and without faith in God's Son. Oh, we admit that neither Jesus nor the biblical writers reveal everything to us. There's so much more that we'd like to know, and we long for the day when we will see him face to face, and undoubtedly so much more will be revealed. In the meantime, we stick with what we have. We stick with what's in this book. And we thank God that he has given us as much as he did. And we are convinced it's enough. Enough for our eternal salvation and enough to get us through this life. We're here this morning at our Redeemer Lutheran Church because we are thankful that our God has revealed himself to us. Now think about that. What's the difference between you and the most ignorant heathen in the world? Why are they worshiping trees and rocks and Allah and throwing babies into the river when you're not? Why are they aborting their babies and living immoral lives when you're not? There's only one reason. God has chosen you, and He has revealed Himself to you through His Word. Amen. Now let us sing a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen.